Good morning and welcome to Media Meeting. I'm Dawn Morgan, your usual host of the show. I have something to share with you. I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer of the uterus and ovary at Norlee Hospital in Lovington on April 3rd. There are 4 stages of cancer. I had surgery to remove very large tumors, 2 of them, and a complete hysterectomy on April 8th in Lubbock, then began chemotherapy for endometrial cancer in May and finished in November. I will have several weeks of internal and external radiation and possibly more chemotherapy starting in January. Doctors say statistically about 50% of patients with my kind of cancer have reoccurrences of the cancer leading to death, and about 50% remain cancer-free. I like to tell people that if the odds were 99-1 that cancer would come back, I would be in the 1% that didn't. This is the first of a 2-part media meeting that will look at Norlee Hospital, its expansion, the growth of its cancer treatment center and more, and my experiences and views as a cancer patient.
Lots of great guests in studio. David Shaw, the CEO and administrator of Norlee, Board Vice President Pat Weiss, and Dr. Quick, a hematologist-oncologist. We'll talk healthcare is a huge hot topic right now, and it's changing, and everybody's concerned about this. So thanks for coming in with your information.
Thank you, Don. We're very honored to be here today.
Tell me a little bit about, let's just give everybody a brief overview of Norlee Hospital for those who aren't aware of your facility in Lovington or aware of recent, you know, history and expansion and projects going on right now.
Sure, Don. Norlee Hospital District encompasses the Lovington and Tatum school districts. And we have enjoyed since 1980 wonderful support from the citizens of those two areas. And as a result of that, Norlee has been able to grow and prosper over the last several years. Norlee today is actually a medium-sized hospital. We're no longer a small rural hospital. We're still rural, but we're a medium-sized hospital. We have over 400 employees now in Lovington that work at the hospital district. Some other things about the hospital that you may not know, we also run clinics here in Hobbs. We have the Family Health Center on the south side of Hobbs on Main Street. We also run the dental clinic here in Hobbs as well. And we have a draw center that's over there at the Del Paso Shopping Center. So there's places here where folks can get services here in Hobbs as well.
You guys really are reaching out into the communities and helping make things more convenient for your customers, you might say, your customer client base.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with our culture. We call it the Norlee difference. And it's really about putting others before ourselves. And we've really tried to live by that for the last 15 years. We are about to embark on a new construction project to build a 50,000 square foot, 2-story medical office building. And in that building, we'll be able to house up to 20 physicians. It'll have our new and expanded cancer center.
Okay.
And it'll also have some additional ancillary services. And so we're pretty excited about that. We did a study recently, Don, in Lee County. By 2020, we may be short as many as 20 physicians. So we felt like that in the position that we were in, we needed to try to do something to try to reverse that situation. And so this is our attempt to do that. And this will allow us to add at least 6 more physicians to our medical staff.
And what kind of physicians will those be?
Primary care. That's where the shortage is right now.
Okay.
Obviously, there's some other specialties that we'd like to bring in, but you need to build up a good, solid primary care base to support those specialists.
Okay.
And so that's our focus right now.
Our hematologist, oncologist, Dr. Quick, you could be very happy and stay busy just staying in Lubbock and working there and serving the people there. What makes you, what gives you that, you know, desire to come over and to try to expand and impact people on this level? Why do that?
Well, I came to Joe Arrington in 1996, and it took us 10 years, I guess, to begin this cooperative program with Norlee. One of the things to a success in a satellite program is having the right people, you know, that you can rely on this end, because I am not here every
right.
day of the week. I have to rely on people to carry on this cancer care at this operation once I'm back in Lubbock. And I can say that I have a full confidence in the people that are taking care of the program here at Norlee. Excellent nurses and support staff, and that is the key to success.
What kinds of services, if you have cancer, what can you do, like what can be done at Norley Hospital and what can't be done? Where do you fit in with that total picture?
Well, in terms of cancer treatment, which is essentially chemotherapy, supportive treatments, any infusional therapies, state-of-the-art targeted therapies such as monoclonal antibody therapy and those kind of agents, we can administer here, and we're doing that. So we provide full services here. There's nothing that we don't do here that we're doing at Joe Arrington Cancer Center. You know, it's very, very important as a cancer patient for to feel comfortable in a place.
Speaking from a person who has cancer, you're undergoing, your body is changing, it's affecting your mind, your attitude, your outlook, everything you do, you reset from the day that you are told you have cancer. It's a reset day. Every life is different and will never be like it was before. So, and part of the reason why I've waited this long to talk about cancer and my experience was to try to not be as emotional during the process. And I will have some success with that and maybe not as others. But time, that's the only time, and talking about the experience, those are the things that help you. Mm-hmm. And in terms of talking about it, it's important to me to try to help other people, either through the process or with prevention or with just heads up on here's where you can go or what you can do or what you should do. And I have to say that Norley was instrumental in saving my life. And the day I went to the emergency room, and I had let something go too long, thinking it was something else and not as serious. And went, and I chose Norley based on the reputation already of your hospital. I chose to drive to the emergency room in from Hobbs to Lovington. From the minute I walked into the door, I had the utmost professional but caring. It was a great combination of professionalism but caring. I really felt like people weren't just doing their job for a paycheck. They weren't just doing their job. They were involved with me. They were connected immediately. Dr. Carver was the mm-hmm. doctor, the emergency room attending that day, and you know, he was so kind that and the man should never play poker, because I knew after all the testing, I had a feeling that this was pretty serious. What was wrong was pretty serious. But he opened the door and looked at me, and I knew. And I think he felt so bad having to tell me that news. I think I almost felt like I had to console him. From Wednesday afternoon at Norley, without Dr. Carver, having gotten on the phone, having already an established relationship, having referred patients, and having you know, some pulse, a sense of urgency, they did surgery Monday morning, from Wednesday afternoon to Monday morning. They knew that I had an ovarian tumor from the first CT. It was large. It was about 10 inches by 6 inches by 7 inches. It was on the ovary. It was so large, they did not realize until they got in to do surgery that I had another tumor. It was a fist-sized, about an orange-sized tumor in the uterus. And it was Dr. Phillips' suspicion that that is where the tumor originated, that it started in the uterus and then moved out to the ovary, but the ovarian tumors grow very quickly. They're notorious for growing very quickly, very rapidly. That ovarian tumor was cracking and about to rupture. And had that happened, I probably would not have the stage 3 endometrial cancer that I have now. I would have been stage 4, and my chances of surviving that would have been very, very low. So again, I have to say that Norley Hospital definitely it helped save my life. I thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Let's get into the statistics. This is a high cancer incident area. Is that right, Dr. Quick?
That's correct. Based on the estimate incidence of new cancers, there's going to be about 1,800 new patients diagnosed this coming year with cancer.
Wow.
And we're talking about excluding squamous cell and basal cell carcinomas of the skin. We're talking about invasive cancer of the skin, melanomas, or mm-hmm. serious cancers. So this is a big problem. 1,800 people just in this eight county region. Of the 29 counties in the state of New Mexico, If you take the counties with the highest incidence, now this is talking about the number of new cases per 100,000 people. Of the seven highest counties in terms of incidence, five are within that eight-county region.
Why is this such a big problem, do you think?
Well, the environment we live in with the petroleum-based industry, with some of the other agricultural-based industries that we have out here. What causes cancer in a certain area? You know, healthy lifestyle is so important. So one of the things, obviously, and you alluded to this earlier, were ways to try to screen or detect these at a much earlier stage where they're far more treatable. The access now to information allows us to really educate patients better, and they're more prepared. And it makes our, honestly, our job easier is when patients already come in, they've already read, they've already researched, then we can spend some quality time talking about some really hard specific issues, you know.
You have patient rights, you have to remember that this is your body, it's your choice at every level. Don't mess around and don't wait too long. And go to your regular, to your checkups. If you're a woman, those, you hear that all the time, and it goes in one ear and out the other a lot of times. Oh, yeah, oh, I don't have time for that right now. Oh, yeah, I hear people telling me I need to go and do my OBGYN, my pap smear, and my breast exam and everything. I'll do that next month, and 3 years later, you haven't done it. Let me tell you, that's something you don't want to put off. For any reason. If you think, oh, I can't afford that right now, or just don't put it off for any reason. But when you do, remember this, there are some cancers, including ovarian, cervix, that will not show up with a regular pap or with just with a regular blood screen. You need to ask specifically for a CA-125, informally called the tumor index, I guess, and that will show you. This will show if your body is more than likely fighting some type of cancer invasion. It's important to do what you're supposed to do. That's another lesson that I would like to impart, is when you accept your treatment, do what you are supposed to do. And that is an important part of your pact with your doctor. He or she are going to do the best that they can medically. Your facility is going to do the best they can for you. But you've got to do the best you can for yourself. Take what you're supposed to take and constantly keep in touch with how you're feeling and write down changes or problems or questions. And if it's something you need to get on the phone with and talk with someone immediately, do that. If it's something that can wait for your next appointment with your doctor, you know, remember, take all those questions with you. And in terms of the changing healthcare picture, how does Norlea fit into that? What are you guys doing and talking to people about? I'm sure you're dealing and fielding a lot of questions about this.
We are, but I think the most important thing to remember, we're talking about individuals,
okay,
and we're caring for people, and that will not change.
Okay.
And so the methodology of how we get paid, what have you, may change, but at the end of the day at Norlea, it's still about the patient and caring for that patient. And so we're still focused on the same things that we've always been focused on.
And remember, you need to be going to people who will treat your mind, your body, and your spirit, and look at you and look at that as a complete and whole treatment plan.